Good morning. Friday, October 17. Steve Sherlock here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. The leaves are falling from the trees here in New England. I've got a lawn that's mostly covered with leaves, so you'll see a picture of that if you click through to the blog today. Fortunately, the grass-cutting folks will be by, and they'll pick up that and take care of that, as opposed to waiting for the wind to blow it all away to somebody else's yard, which is always an option. But it's part of the natural course. You know, leaves grow, they bud in the spring, they grow big in the summer, finally change color, and then fall to the ground in autumn. And then the trees will stay bare during the winter, just pointing their fingers to the sky, holding up the clouds, getting ready for the next growing season, resting in preparation. So it's all kinds of change out and around. We talked about change last time here. I recall from Tom Peters, there was a, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, General Shiseki, who's at the time, I think, had been chief of command of the U.S. forces. He was quoted as saying, "If you don't like change, you will like irrelevance even less." The point, clearly, if you don't take the change as they're required, a little bit here, a little bit there, you'll soon find yourself at the end before you expected it, but left behind with nothing else to do but try and really try to catch up. But maybe the market has changed sufficiently, maybe the opportunities have changed sufficiently that it may be too late. So don't avoid that. Stay current. Continue to network. Continue to find folks to talk to. Find out what's up in your area. Find out how to stay current. Whether it's a new tool, new technology, new line of thought, new line of business. Putting two and two together will give you a chance to stay current, and you won't become irrelevant. You won't fall behind and unable to catch up. So that's the thoughts for the morning. This Friday morning will be a nice October weekend here in New England. Plenty of good color around with the trees in their various autumn shades. Reds, yellows, browns, and all the gradations in between. Some Halloween decorations are appearing here and there. 2 weeks from today, it'll be a trick-or-treat time. And then, lo and behold, it'll be Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And then where did the year go? It's just the way time marches on. So, a busy day ahead of me. I got work to do, so I'll leave you thinking about change and how you can stay current and stay prepared and stay ready. Yeah, even the birds are telling you, stay prepared. Be ready. He's right above me. Interesting. So have a great Friday. Have a good weekend wherever you are, whatever the weather is. Take care. Until next time, Steve Sherlock signing off here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Enjoy.